Think of the year 2014 as the year the U.S. military stepped back into the year 2011. That was the last year U.S. troops were in Iraq. This year they have returned, 2,000 now, another 1,000 on the way, all assigned to advise Iraq's military in the fight against ISIS. They're settling back into their old bases, NPR's Alice Fordham reports.
I'm flying over Baghdad in a helicopter, accompanying Major General Dana Pittard, who's commanding American land forces in Iraq now, as he visits bases. This one's a short hop north to the muddy ground of a base called Taji to visit some of roughly 180 American soldiers who've moved in to train Iraqi troops.
Hey,
how you doing, sir?
Good to meet you.
Pittard points out that many of the Americans have served here before.
If you look around the room, the combat patches here, people either served in Iraq or Afghanistan for the most part.
There are some advantages to that. This is Colonel John Reynolds.
A lot of us served here before. A lot of the Iraqi generals and a lot of the Iraqi brigade commanders that were brigade commanders, battalion commanders, know us, the senior leaders.
But for many, it's kind of surreal to be back. America's official military presence ended here 3 years ago. Most soldiers thought they were gone for good. Meet Staff Sergeant Marlon Daly. He's deployed here a fair bit.
2003, 2004, then 2009, 2010, and then 2011, 2012.
Did you think you would ever be coming back when you flew out that day?
I did not. To be honest, I did not.
Most say they're happy to deploy. They're just sad the country unraveled. Also, they pulled out of these vast bases completely, and they're having to dig back in. The next day, we head out by plane to Al Asad base in the province of Anbar. Here, they're much closer to the front lines with ISIS, as I mentioned to one of the Marines here.
You just missed the war a little bit ago. How many rounds did we take today?
It's 4, it turns out. Rocket fire on this contingent of at least 200 coalition troops, some of them from the Marine Corps. Major Patrick Kiley remembers arriving.
It is. It was a little spooky to walk out there and just, you know, whatever year we left this place, I mean, things are pretty much exactly as people pulled out. So you walk in, and the only difference is there's a lot of dirt in the places now.
They've been here about a month. How long will they stay?
Honestly, I don't know. It's an open-ended ride.
So they had to figure out electricity, water, heat. I get a tour of a wooden building put up by the Americans last time around, which has been refashioned into a dining hall and chapel.
This building in here has like old Marine Corps stuff painted all over the walls that's been painted over.
This Marine's name is Nolan. He doesn't want his last name used in case the Islamic State targets his family. Inside, there are surprises.
So walking in, there's a Christmas tree, strings of candy canes on the walls.
You'll see, like, there's a rocket pole right here, too.
Oh, wow. So you've hung some stockings from the rocket hole, yeah?
Our messmen did.
That particular hole is old, but rockets do come in several times a week. For Corporal Zach Taylor, it's his first time in Iraq.
It's not too bad. You kind of get used to everything. Yeah. Not the rockets. That's definitely one thing we'll never get used to.
Reinforcing structures has been a big part of his first month.
Usually dudes, they get off post, they do 6 hours of filling sandbags, and that's, you're probably doing around 12 hours a day.
You're spending 12 hours a day filling sandbags?
Easily.
In fact, when they do get hit with rockets or shells, they can call in airstrikes. They can watch a live video feed as aircraft bomb the extremists' positions. But despite the infrastructure and the warplanes, the Americans I met insisted on one thing. They're not here to fight the war. They said they're not going into this country to clear it again, and it's the Iraqis who'll have to do it for themselves. Alice Fordham, NPR News.